Hey, you. Do you perhaps have a minute to speak to me in private? Only the two of us. Why do I ask? No. I have no intention of making fun of you. Not anymore. So, please, follow me just out of the classroom. The teacher won't be back before a few more minutes, so... You know how slow and cranky he is. What? No, girls. Leave this boy to me. He's mine and mine alone, got it? If only I knew about it before. Damn it, I feel really awful only from remembering how I've treated him until yesterday. Stupid, silly me for treating him like that. Can't have those bitches taking him from me. Well, are you girls still here? Go away. Oh, good. Now, will you follow me? Good, no one's around. I'm not gonna hurt you. Not anymore, Shh. And why you should believe me? Well, you have all the reasons to don't believe me, but listen, I followed you yesterday and... What? No. I'm not gonna make fun of you on your failed date or whatever. But actually, seeing how you have been able to keep it all inside despite everything that has happened, that bitch was not worthy of your cute face anyway, so... Anyways, I won't make fun of you anymore. No, actually, the opposite. No one is gonna make fun of you. I will be sure of that. You are now under my protection. Got it? Listen, I won't allow anyone to bully you. I will take care of you. I will walk with you to school in the morning and back home in the evening. About that. Would you like to come to my place after school? Or maybe, what if I come to your place? My parents are out of town for some work affairs. I know that you still don't trust me, but wouldn't it be better to have someone with you at night? You know, to snuggle close during the cold... During the cold nights. You will give it a try. Okay, fine with me. Well then, I can see the professor in the far distance of the corridor. Better if we get back inside the classroom. We have just an hour left anyways, so will you wait for me at the exit later? Good. Now let's go. This must be the first time I have ever got to walk back from school with someone else different from those bitches. Why am I calling them with such harsh words? Oh, they were just school colleagues. Let's call them this way. I would have left them out of this if only they didn't try to make fun of you after me telling them to stop. No, I haven't. I haven't done anything to them yet. But tell me if they try to annoy you, okay? I will take care of them. Oh, you wanna buy ice cream at that place? Sure. Tell me what flavor you would like and I will take them for you. Wait on the bench while I'm at it, okay? Strangely good for a city ice cream, isn't it? Usually, those are more colorants than milk. What's the matter? Listen, I know that this really looks strange, okay? I was the first one to think I would never approach you without the intention of playing some tricks on you, but I am really, really sorry for everything I have done to you this past month. I have never stopped to think about how my victims felt. At first, I thought of you only as a stubborn kid who didn't want to play along, but after having seen why you still keep on studying, after having seen how much kindness you were really hiding inside. Hey. Come here. Shh. Sorry, okay? I won't come back to... listen. Just lay your head on my thighs, okay? Relax on them for as long as you need to, and then we'll go to your home, okay? No. Now, that's a good boy. That bitch is not going to mess with you ever again. I will be sure of that. If I know where that bitch is right now. And why would you like to know about her whereabouts, darling? You will probably never meet her ever again, and well, if she ever tries to, I will be sure to make that her last. Oh, darling. You just have to forgive me. I have been thinking only about ways and how to pester you till now that I am getting so much excitement from just having you on my lap. If I knew it sooner, I may have jumped on you the first time I saw you. Of course, I can give you head pats. Here. Press your face on my chest and let me head pat you. You don't want someone to see us doing it? But darling, you're not doing anything wrong. Just some platonic cuddles between friends. Yes, just platonic cuddles. Come on, press yourself into my chest. Only I had sweat pretty much early, so I may be... Oh, you actually feel me pretty good perfume, though. You must be really feeling down to say I am feeling. Don't worry. Only I have heard you calling me mommy. Now relax. Enjoy my big soft pillows and let me hammer you with headbutts. I need to make you forget about that bitch who dared to cheat on you. And oh, don't worry. No one's gonna ever cheat on you. Ever again. I will make sure of that, my darling.